Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Nikah de masno, dukhe dil ka marham. Nikah de masno, dukhe dil ka marham. Ye farma gaye hai Rasool-e Mukarram. Ye farma gaye hai. رسول مکرم یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک یہ نعمت خدا کی طہارت کا پرچم طہارت کا پرچم فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم گلستاں پہ شادابی سایہ فگن ہے
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم It's a beautiful Wednesday morning Of course, it's time for our bliss of marriage My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia And with me, Alhamdulillah, is our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah It's the 8th of June 2022 Which is also the 7th of Dhul Qadah 1443 Let's welcome our beloved engineer, Brother Bonface Who will be with me till 12, inshallah And let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Sirius FM Haji Faisal and Company And let's welcome our beloved wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Ustad, welcome to the bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Does the listener wants to know, Ustad, I had two miscarriages. Could Ustad please advise me what to do? Ustad, anonymous.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When one studies the noble Quran, you will find in Surah Mu'min, chapter number 40 and verse 60. So easy to remember, chapter 40. Verse 60. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Your sustainer, nourisher, provider is commanding you, O human being, O you, my masterpiece of Allah's creation. Call me, supplicate to me, petition me, mutse mango, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ I will respond to you. So when you conceive, remember, and before you conceive, Then start reading all these du'as. Chapter 37, verse 100, du'a of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbi habali min as-salihin. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me pious children, normal children. In his old age, he recited this du'a. Two sons Allah blessed him with. From Sayyida Hajar radiyal Hajar, Hajara, both ways acceptable. So Sayyida Hajar radiyallahu anha, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, and to Sayyida Sara radiyallahu anha, and both incidents are mentioned in the Noble Quran. So Almighty Allah then bless Sayyida Sara radiyallahu anha with Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Second one, Surah 3 verse 38, the dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, he also in his old age. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran verse 38, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Oh beloved Allah, grant me from your side such awlad and offspring that are pure and chaste. Innaka sami'ud du'a. Oh Allah, that you are the one who listens to the du'a. So how many lessons there are for us there. Now you are my sister, you were carrying the baby, the fetus. Lo and behold, after 3 months, after 5 months, then you had a miscarriage. Obviously you devastated and you feel that what is happening. So first thing you must do, my sister, is today is Wednesday, and after Zuhr, du'as are accepted. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari and Al-Adabul Mufrad. Sheikh Albani also, rahimahullah, has said is sahih. Why I mentioned this today, you get some Salafis that they say, no, this hadith is not authentic. Sheikh Albani also said is authentic. So anyway, let's go on now. So remember that what you should be reading and making in dua, the two duas I taught you already, Surah 37, after Surah Yasin is Surah Safat. So you must read from there, verse 100, Rabbi Habli Min As-Salihin. Surah 3, verse 38, the dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Allah blessed him with Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. So Rabbi Habli Min Ladunka Dhurriyatan Tayyiba Innaka Sami'ud Dua. Then you must read the Surah 13, verse 8. You know Surah Yusuf is Surah 12. The surah after that, 13, is Surah Ra'd, thunder. So, verse 8. Surah 13, verse 8. Now, I read for you. Allahu ya'alamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa. Only Almighty Allah alone knows what every female is carrying. Male, female, twins, triplets, whatever. What complexion they will be, how much hair they will have, how much blood they will have, how many teeth they will have. Everything is only known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So ma tahmilu kullu unsa wa ma taghidul arhamu wa ma tazdad. Subhanallah, if you're following world news nowadays, they're using this term abundantly, that the world economy is contracting. You see, the world economy is contracting. It means decreasing, because they say Russia and us, a lot of stories they make. So Allah is teaching us, وَمَا تَغِيدُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ. So whether it is the increase, the contraction or expansion, so all that only Almighty Allah knows. No doctor, no gynecologist, no professor, no scientist knows. If you want, try it out. You are pregnant now, go to your gynecologist and tell him, doc, you got all this 3D and 4D and 5D and what gadgets they got. How many head this fetus got? Then see, dance all the proper dance. Remember, nobody can answer these kind of questions. So you must remember, only Allah's knowledge is 100% perfect. Then wa kullu shay'in indahu bi miqdar. Only Almighty Allah knows when you will give birth, everything will happen. Then you won't have miscarriage and so forth. If you read this verse abundantly, inshallah. So first thing, my sister, you must remain. So husnu dhanni billah. Remain positive with Allah. Life is a challenge. Life is a test. So there are vicissitudes, ups and downs in life. Dukh or sukh. Sometimes we're so happy and elated, delighted. Suddenly we hear that the person got cancer. Suddenly we hear he's in an accident. Suddenly, just this last night or this morning, I got a message that somebody passed away. I don't know, 1 week, 2 weeks ago. I never even knew about it. So things are happening so fast. So So the point you must remember is such that we must know that everything comes from Almighty Allah. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Good, bad, happy, sad comes from Allah. So that is taqdeer and destiny, and it is an article of faith. Give our charity daily. We also make dua for you. Allah Jalla wa'ala will bless you with ni'mal badal. The two children are gone. Now we can't change that. But Allah will give you on someone better than both them. And those sikht, we call in Islamic terminology sikht, they will be the big barristers, the big attorneys, the big advocates. So Allah knows everything. Allah's knowledge all embracing. So Allah tells the child, go Jannat. But the parents are going toward Jahannam. He says, Allah, I'm not going. Allah knows everything. So why are you not going? Say, what I'm going to do alone there? I want my parents there. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Come, take your parents and take them away. So subhanallah, he goes and drags his parents and put them in Jannah. So for me and you, it's difficult in this world. But by Allah, it's a blessing in disguise. That same sikht, that same fetus became the means of you to enter Jannah. So that is our Islam. Always understand this. Open Mishkat, Mustadah Ahmad ibn Majah, you will find all this type of ahadith in Kitabul Janais.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see there's a student of Deen asking, Ustaz, that this coming Friday, it's her baby shower. Is this permissible? Remember, Mufti Sahib, strictly only for ladies. Ustaz.
All shaitaniyat, A to Z haram. That's Islamic fatwa. You see, when this ummah suffers from the inferiority complex, who must we follow? Who must we follow? We say we Muslims, we say we Muslimah for female, so who must we follow? So you have to follow Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wattaba'u sabilaka waqihim adab al jahim. Surah number 40 and verse number 7. You must follow the path which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala chalked out for us. So the laws which Almighty Allah made, so that are ittiba. So you have to go, you must remember into the philology, the history of these words. When you have a cow and that cow gives birth to the calf, so that calf, you must remember, is called tabi'ah, or for male and female tabi'ah. So open surah 40 verse 7 and you will see the malaika, the angels making dua. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Ya Allah, forgive the people who make sincere tawbah, those who follow your path immaculately, and you protect and save them from the punishment, chastisement of Jahannam. Surah 40, verse 7. So Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Two, follow the master. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah 3, verse 31. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, what is the sign that we love you? Fattabi'uni. Follow me, Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Allah. We are human beings. We have shortcomings, weaknesses. We all are sinners. So وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you your sins and make you His beloved. First, Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 40, verse 7. Second one, Surah 3, verse 31. Now we make it even broader. Surah 9, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ. You see the word ittiba, ittiba everywhere. So you must follow the beloved Sahaba, especially the first and the foremost. All of them are included. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, the Ashra Mubashara, all of them. So imagine the sacrifices they made. So they are our the beacons of light. You must remember that, follow their way and so forth. Then Allah will give you success in Jannat al-Firdaus. Surah 9 verse 100. Then Allah makes it even broader. Surah 31, verse 15:15. Wattabi' sabila man anaba ilay. Follow the path of those who turn towards me. So Islam gave us, so that will be the awliyaullah, the imams and so forth, the four schools, all will come in there. So remember that they are wattabi' sabila man anaba ilay. Now, what we did, because of the weakness of our iman, we want to follow Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary. So today, my daughter is getting married in the weekend. Today, my wife gave birth, or she's going to give birth next week. So we have bridal shower. We have baby shower. Then we have husband and wife shower together. Yeah. All shaitaniyat, all these things here. Yeah, you must remember this type of things here. Yeah. What is a bridal shower? Because they're going to get married, so now they need certain things. So you're my friend, you must buy iron for me, you must buy this furniture for me, you must buy this carpet for me, you must buy this for me. In Islam, all is haram. You can't tell people what you want. They must give what they want to, not what you want. And not you imitating and mimicking the kuffar culture. They're slaughtering our people and you're following them. Who's murdering our people in Palestine? Who's murdering our people in India? Who's murdering our people in Syria? So you see, it is the Yahud, the Jews. You see, it's the Christians. You see, it's the Hindus. They in India, what they are doing to the Muslim. Then you see, and what they did now with the derogatory remarks of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Kuffar Shia, Bashar Assad and them, what they are doing to the Muslims there in Syria. So, but you want to mimic them. So how's that now? So remember that. So that is your bridal shower. Then baby shower. Now you are pregnant. Next week you're going to give birth or you just gave birth. So now we must have a baby shower. So what the baby need? He need a pram and a stroller, whatever you're called. And then he need this, he need this, he did this. We were also born in this world, you know. We weren't born in space or somewhere. So our parents did everything. They didn't tell you bring this, you did this, you do this. No, nothing, all this. So they did everything. So you must remember. Therefore, we have special affinity to our parents and so forth. So all these are kuffar culture. It's got nothing to do with us. And every rakat of every salat you're reading, my sister, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, guide us, lead us, show us the straight path. Which is the straight path? Allah says, Sirat al-Ladhina Amta alayhim, the path upon whom you conferred your bounties, favors upon them. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. So who are these people? Minan Nabiyeen, was-Siddiqeen, was-Shuhada, was-Salihin. The Anbiya, the Prophets, the Siddiqeen, those who are very, very truthful, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, like Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, was-Shuhada, the martyrs, was-Salihin, the pious people. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Not those upon whom the wrath and anger of Allah came, the Jutlas, the Jews. This tafsir of Jews, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. ولا الضالين, and not those who are astray, the Christians. So go open Mishkat, Mustadi Ahmad, various compilations. So me and you must understand that verbally we are saying this, but our actions are going direct opposite. We want to follow the tariqah, the way of the Nasara, of the Yahud, of the mushrikeen, idol worshippers. With all this, from A to Z, these functions are all haram. To attend it is haram, and to promote it is haram.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Ustad is a sister as well from Springs. She says she's from India. She says, you said that baby shower is not permissible. So fear mendi. Mendi rat ko, Ustad, kya hai?
So mendi rat may be garbari hoti hai. So remember that what happened. You see, all these things we brought about. Allah. So now, Saturday is the wedding. Sunday is the wedding, the weekend, right? So every night there will be something going on. So Monday night they will say Mendi party. Then Tuesday night they will say, you must remember that you must bring the Kuncha party. You know what is Kuncha?
No,
yeah. We'll explain to you just now. Then Wednesday night is the Mendi party. You see. And then Thursday night is big night. We must have Quran Khatam. You see. Yeah, you see. That is the main thing. Then Friday night you must remember, now the boy and girl will meet, little birthdays, that and all that. And then Saturday, Sunday, Sunday, if we set the nikah and Sunday. So start now. So Monday will be, you must remember the party. You understood? Mm. So let's just say, what party? Kuncha party.
Uh-huh.
Kuncha party is what? That both parties must bring their gifts. Do you understand? So what gifts we going to give the girls party? What gift party give the say now one night, what gift the boy is going to give the girl, right? Mm. So we must show everybody. We're going to give her this, we're going to give... They put even underwear of the woman sometimes.
No, sir,
so
yeah.
What sharam, where's haya, nothing, you understand? Astaghfirullah. So all just for riya, to show off. Then Tuesday night, okay, mehndi party. So now everybody, now the woman come and they'll make design, these, this, all these things, yeah. Half of them won't read salat, no, nothing, no, no. It carries on, you understood? Then Wednesday night, you must remember, will be the dance party. I forgot that one there.
Oh, exactly.
So, yeah. Then they got one lady there. She will do the belly dancing, you see.
Wow.
So there, shaking this way, that way, all these kind of things. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. So we want to please Allah, we want to please Shaitan also. So these type of things. Yeah. So that is Wednesday night. Then they say, no, Thursday night, do I to Jumeirat Nurache, you see. So everybody must become pious. They say, in the Quran khatam, you see. Everybody read one Asin, Allah give lot of barakah to them. Before that, after that, all haram dandas. You see that? So then Friday night will be, now the kunchas will come from the other side. So this type of things or whatever and all that. Oh, they will show the ring and all this. Then Saturday is nikah, Sunday is walima. Now I'm asking you, you understand, what you say about all these things here. Yeah. So we all got married. You must remember Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So you must, there's nothing like all these type of things there. And they have one night, I don't know if you know.
Hmm.
So kuncha are the parcels they give.
Uh-huh.
And the rasra. Rasra is what? Where you have the band, they play, you know. So 1-2 days before the nikah, they bring the drums and they bring the band and all. One is nikah time, that's haram. And one is before that introduction, you see. So this type of thing. So you see what Bollywood did, what we see there, we want to bring everything here in our houses. And when we wonder why the divorce rate is spiraling out of control and so forth, then it's not only that, that eight, the other three things, which must happen 90% of the time,
mm-hmm.
intermingling like you can't believe. This guy's wife speaking to that guy there, that guy speaking to this guy's daughter, that youngster tuning up that girl there, and that's one. Two. Second one, there must be videos. Because today everyone got cell phone, you understood? So he's busy clicking away. And you don't need the official photographer. Everyone has become now click, 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 they're busy. And they don't make sound also nowadays. Today I went to one person's house, one place. So me, I'm simple in this thing. I don't understand all this. So that guy told me, we went there. He said, you realize that guy was video? I said, where's the camera and where's that?
Yeah, okay.
He said, the pen he had, he got a small camera and he put that on because he was taking your video. So now imagine we go innocently. Now this mota will sit there. He'll tell me sit there so he can sit opposite and his pen will take the camera, everything. You won't even know. So this type of thing. So all this goes on. So then we say we want dua for barakah and all that. So we mustn't fool ourselves in these things there. Mehndi is good. But when you bring with the mehndi, now you bring intermingling, you bring video, you must the salat and all that, then how can it be good and all that? So many things originally are fine. But when we bring the external factors, then it causes all the problems.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Well said there, Ustad. Ustad is a sister from Australia. And she says, if Muftisab could please send the podcast of what Muftisab just said now, because in Australia, they're doing exactly the same thing. And the Muslims, they think that it is jais, it's permissible. Sister in Sydney, Ustad.
So the sister in Sydney, we visited your Sydney. We visited, you must remember, your places there in Australia and so forth and so on. So Sunday, I don't know if Maulana told you, this Sunday that passed. Today mm-hmm. is Wednesday.
Gee.
So I went to Darum Zakaria. So mashallah, I came back Saturday and we went to the Lowveld, you know, all these places, Nelspruit, Barberton, White River and Malalan, Komati and all. So then I made sure Saturday I must be back. So we came and Sunday I went there. So then I was speaking to Hazrat Mufti Sahab there. Suddenly, sir, I see two white people came. So I'm wondering, and they came straight straight to me. And they hugged me and they like so happy crying and wondering, now, who's these people crying out of joy, you know. So then I realized who they are. The son is Abdullah, the father is Mas'ud. And nice one, small, handsome, lightiki, you know. So I say, Yekun, who's this? He say, Muhammad. So Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Mas'ud. So I say, oh. He say, we come from there, Australia, and we in Melbourne, and so we embrace Islam 20 years ago. So then I say, who's this one here? Then I can make it say Indian. So it's Haji Ashraf. So I say, oh, how are you, Fatin? So he, Abdullah, says, I'm married to Ashraf's daughter. So Haji Ashraf. So Haji Ashraf turned out to be Maimon. You understand? So I started speaking to him, ki I pay, ki I buy, he, all those things there. So then he say, you know how we follow you? We follow your podcast and your nasiha and us and this. And I say, okay, fine, but what you all doing? He said, no, we came to meet the ulama and visit the madrasas. We're staying in Azad World and this. Today is when, tomorrow they're going to Kenya. They're going by their in-laws and all that. So the old man, Haji Ashraf, is from Kenya, Nairobi. So I say, you know, you're so fascinated, all that. So I told Hazrat Mufti Sahab, I say, see, these people came and now they want to go from here also quickly. So I'm taking them home. I'll show them the studio, everything. And then I gave them 3 radios also, one each. They were so happy. And all the, I say, now take this, you know, day and night you can listen also. So mashallah, see where and where people listen with Allah's help and Allah. They knew exactly which nasiha is playing, you know, that our Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafidahullah. So mashallah, he started, you know, he said, so he's going on with all Allah's help. We nothing, none entities. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. You see, my sister, when don't tackle people in a majma, in a meeting, when they on a one-to-one, you must go to them and say, see, we are Muslims and we bringing all the ghair tariqah, we bringing all the way method of the non-Muslims. People see Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, all the shaitan, and for real they bring in the tigers also in the marriage now and all that. Yesterday one guy told me, he said, Mufti, that my son, daughter is getting married, I think I'm going to bring a lion and so this type of thing. You knew he was making a joke, you see. So this type of thing. So the point I'm making here is this. So speak to them. Tell them what you want. What you want. You want your function must be, people must make, wah, wah, what a wedding, wedding of the century, wedding of the decade, and thus, and thus. After 3 months, 6 months, the girl is back home, everything finished, all the millions, everything gone. How many times we saw all this? Because JC, niyat, wasi baraka. So remember that, riya'an wa sum'ah. Everything was done to impress the eyes of people and the ears of people. What did he, Habib, rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, inna a'adaman nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una. The best nikah is the one with the minimum expenditure. Therefore I think lot of my father-in-law, mother-in-law, Allah give them jannatul firdaus. I was now in Barberton last week, this Friday. So I told a few people, you see the man buried here is waliullah, and you'll see a tree coming out from there also, him or Qasim Sema Baipadia, you'll see. So these are the awliyaullah. Anyway, the point I want to make is this, that we don't want to practice on this, then we wonder why our daughter's marriage broke. Why? But who did we follow? Did we become Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Amatullah, or we became Abdul Shaitan and Abdul Iblis? Who? What we became? 100% Quran says, you're spending millions and millions, thousand and thousand, to impress people. Surah 17, verse 27, innal mubazzirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. See, Quran is saying, when you went and did all this, spent so much just to impress people, you became the brothers of shaitan. So I'm not saying, Allah is saying. So think properly what we are doing. And more so now, when this ummah is suffering, they can't get a square meal. You go ask the children of Syria, go ask the children of Palestine, go ask the children of Burma, go ask the people in the world where wars is taking place, that when last you ate meat and so forth. They will tell you 6 months last year, eat, we ate. Yeah, so imagine, and we bust up 1 million, 5 million, 10 million, and for what? Just to impress people and show off. So think properly what we're doing. All this is haram, A to Z.
Allahu Akbar. As he will start his speech, speaking about all the negative, subhanallah. We spoke about baby shower, now we spoke about Mendi, the Kuncha, now there's a brother here from Cape of Good Hope, Ustad.
Subhanallah, there's a lot of hope.
He says, my nikah is this coming Saturday in Cape Town, but my daddy want the cameraman to video our nikah in the masjid. And he says, it's permissible because it's a hadith, Buta Zakir. Call me Buta Ziki. I'm 33 years old. Ustad.
My Buddha, we don't corrupt your name. We call you Buddha Zakir. You would buy a zikr mark, my Buddha. So now it's right time. I think we take a break and then we come to Buddha Zakir.
Inshallah.
So Buddha Zakir, you would buy Leicester, ne? Muni Vekhani. So don't go. I spoke to him in Afrikaans, in Holland. So I want him to listen properly. Listen for all of you because long notes I'm to give him.
22 minutes to 12 o'clock. Let's inshallah cross over. We don't want to waste much time. I see our beloved Ustad was having a good love with our Haji Suleiman Esop, and of course we have Buta Zakir. Ustad, over to you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Our Buta Suleiman Esop also is looking for a wife. He's 35 years old and he's got two sons, 9, 10 years old. They were their mother and he's what his mother, his father passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So any one of you interested, then Suleiman Mota is ready here, 35 years old. Okay, we back to Brother Zakir, Buta Zakir, so we want to take Buta Zakir, our brother from Cape Town, step by step. So you and your future, what you're going to do now? Today is Wednesday. You're going to get married Saturday, Sunday. What is it? Saturday?
Saturday
is getting married.
Cape of Good Hope.
Cape of Good Hope. MashaAllah. Al-Bahr al-Rajaw al-Salih, you call it. Anyway, so the point here is this. Every day, especially today, my brother Zakir, you must read. When I say must, I mean that, you know, you should read 2 rakat salat and tell your khatiba, your fiancé, that she also must be reading 2 rakats. You understand? Today, Wednesday, after Zohar, du'as are accepted. So you read, and then you read this du'a. You must by heart it, memorize it from today right till your death. And you must read Surah 25, verse 74. Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa that grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So every day 2 rakat salat after Zohar or after Maghrib, after Isha, or if you wake up tahajjud time 4 or 5 o'clock, mashallah, and then you read, or Ishraq time 15 minutes after sunrise, excellent. So every day you must do that. Then will come your Masabt, the day, Saturday will come your big day, and it's still Zulqa'dah. So Zulqa'dah is good month to get married. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha during the month of Zulqa'dah, so that also is good. And then the place you chose is very good, and that is the masjid. Waj'aluhu fil masajid, the hadith in Tirmidhi. A'alinun nikah, announce it. So you announced it, that's very good. So now you and your wife, you don't have to tell us her name, but anyway we will give her the name. Her name is Jamila. This is very beautiful. You love her, she love you, all that very good. So now that sheikh, the imam, whoever, he will perform your nikah. So after the nikah is performed, then you must tell the imam, the sheikh, he must inform the people, when I perform nikah, then I read it and I make everybody read after me. So now for you, you're not married, but we're just now teaching you. So you must tell the people, read the sunnah dua after nikah. Barakallah lakuma wa barakallah alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. One day I gave all these things there in Newcastle, then one old Baji came. So he said, you know what? In our time, the Maulanas, they never taught us all these things here. Now I'm married 30, 40 years. I'm learning all this now. What I must do? So I said, Baji, you see that corner there? We talked there just now. So we went there in the corner. I said, Baji, first time, Baji means old man. I said that, Baji, first time you did things not so right. Now you want to do everything right. to biji lele one. So he was saying, take another one and just take second wife. He looked at me and he went to me. Then you make right everything, you see. You knew I was joking, like, anyway. So the point, now you got it, Buddha Zakir. So now we finish with your dua from now till Saturday. Then your nikah will be done. Then the dua is done. Yeah, we must come to the mahar. What can you for mahar khiri? Makwasi. Kwasi. What say you like kapstat? So you have to pay that also. So either you give 20,000 rand, or you give 10,000 rand, or you give some jewelry, or whatever she agrees on. So you are Shafi'i, she's Shafi'i. So it's easy. So whatever she agrees on, you happy, you pay it and so forth, right? So you must then sort that also out properly now. And make sure the nikah, everything, the certificate, everything is done properly before the nikah is performed. So you keep one copy, she keep one copy. Okay. Now we coming to, that is what I meant by long notes. So all of you must write it now. So Saturday night, now you and your wife, you alone. You called us Adabu Laylati Zifaf, the etiquette of the wedding night. So what you call? Adabu, see Islam, this is Islam.
Allahu Akbar.
What to do on your wedding night? If you make your foundation strong, may Buddha Zakir and wife Jamila, we don't know her name, we just gave Jamila finish. So remember,
she
was Yasmin. Alamak Jasmine. Yeah. Ah. Yasmin, she's a flower, you see. What a great fragrance, may Buddha Zakir. At night you must tell her, your name is Yasmin, original name. But now when they come to Cape Town, they make a little bit zigzag. You understood? They make a little bit Afrikaans like that. Like our Maiman people, when they left India, so they were Abdul Shakur. And when they came here now, so Mombasa, Mozambique, then the Nukta, they fell away. It became Sakur, you understand? Shakur became Sakur, like that. So let it go. Yaqub became the Ya fell off there in Porbandar. And when they came to Mombasa and Mozambique, the Ba fell off. So Yaqub became Aku or Aqub. It's all proper Arabic names, but Golmol they make and it all got changed and all. So her name is Yasmin. So Yasmin means the flower with nice fragrance. Honest the boom mark, Nino. So you're going to read Salat first. You see, you the Imam Zakir. So mark your surahs, Muina. So Surah Fatiha and Wal Asri. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Inna Atena. You better read short surahs. Just now she take out your mistakes and all these same things. So that, so you the Imam and she will be behind you. So that is first thing. You're building the foundation. The hadith in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. So your mahar is done. Now you're alone with your popi, with your darling, your sweetheart, Yasmin. So may Buddha Zakir, now you must give another gift. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave milk to Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha. So I tell the people, if you gave gold, jewelry, coin, all that, then give cash. 20 rand, 50 rand, 100 rand, whatever. Oh honey, take the money like that. So whatever you want, provided it is halal, you understand? So that is second thing you do. So you give gift. Then third one, Buddha Zakir, you have to sprinkle biki water, ne? The water you must use. So your wife is there, she'll have a tip-top hairstyle, you know how the things go. So you don't worry about the hairstyle and all that. So you will sprinkle water on her forehead and so. So you don't want that she must lose her, you know, her temper, and so you cool her down, you see. So you will say, now this is the dua, you must read. Zakir, send us your number. So your podcast number. And Maulana Arafat he's got it there. Then Maulana, you send to him this podcast.
Yeah, do it now, Ustaz.
Yeah. We don't want Zakir, must honest, he must do good things, you see. So Zakir, you see now, what you going to read? Allahumma inni as'aluka khairaha wa khaira ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever good quality she got, let us share it. Wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever weaknesses she got, protect her and protect me. Then fatbiki water and spray on her. Fastaniya me buta Zakir. Yeah. So you must sprinkle on her. Then she will do for you. You must your kufya eat fatna. You must take out your hat and alas, and then she will sprinkle as your kalkop or also. You don't have hair zakir, she shall rechmak. So she will sprinkle on you the water and alas. So remember that. So she will just change it a little bit. She will read not feminine, she will read masculine. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayrahu wa khayra ma fihi wa a'udhu bika min sharrihi wa sharri ma fihi. So ya Allah, you see, so first the salat, then the gift, and then the dua, and this dua Musannaf Abdul Razak. Then fourth one, whenever husband go to wife, wife come to husband, you want to be intimate, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Now read with me Buddha Zakir. You must start preparing now, because you're going to see your wife, you'll forget all the duas done. So you must, yeah. People say, you taught us all the duas, he saw his wife, he forgot all the duas. So Bismillah, in the name of Allah, Jannibna Shaitan. Ya Allah, protect us from Shaitan. Put Shaitan far, far away. Send him to Kruger Park, somewhere there. So Bismillah, Jannibna Shaitan. Wa Jannibi Shaitan Amarzaktana. Ya Allah, that our progeny, children that will come, so you protect them also. From your wedding night already you started. So see, then if the wife conceives, there will be all pious, pious children. First time, me Buddha. So then to maintain and sustain your marriage, you make salam to one another. You stay in a house. Your house must become a home. Your home must become Darussalam, a home of peace, tranquility. Then you must give gifts to one another. Not only Saturday you give the mahar, the makwasi or whatever you'll say in Cape Town. So you must give now and then. Give money, whatever. And then third one, keep affectionate name. Darling, poppy, sweetheart, ya Humaira, ya Muwaffaqa, ya Aish, ya Siddiqa. So all that you will find in Hadith Kitab. Share the utensil, that eat from one plate, drink from one cup, like that. So Allah will increase. Marriage is not Buddha Zakir, that the bodies must meet only, the hearts have to meet. When the hearts meet, then there's unity of thought, then both of you going in the same direction. Now we come to one thing that you brought up. Your father said the video man must come, and then he's going to take all this. So that we say is not permissible. You understand? Other ulama will say, but if you're asking me, Zakir, as near rechni. You understood? So stay away from this if you want barakah and blessing and so forth. So we all got married. There were no photo, no nothing and all that. So you must remember. So we make dua for you, Buddha Zakir. Any questions, Buddha Zakir?
Ustad, Buddha Zakir says he is a kalkop, Mufti Sahib.
That's it. You see? So those, you see, that I told him that as you kalkop us, you don't have any hair, then tell your wife she must moist spray. She must spray your hair, forehead and your head. If you kalkop also. Yeah. Now he's saying he is kalkop. He don't have hair on his head. So subhanAllah, carry on, Zakir.
Just one Mustad before we go to a sister in Maputo. Buddha Zakir wants to know that they were told to put some roses on the bed and some rice on the floor. Ustad, is that permissible?
So that is just our custom. You must remember that your wife, they come from India, her family, or you, your fruits are there in Indonesia, Malaysia. So all these are just customs, got nothing to do with Islam. How can you put rice on the floor and you're going to walk there and all that? So all that you mustn't do. You mustn't. See, I tell you one thing. So you see some people that. So now when the bride is leaving, I saw all these things when I was young, you know.
Sure.
From that time I realized this can never be Islam. You understand? Sometimes Allah put in your head all these things. So you see that what they do, now the bride and the groom, they married, they're going. So when by the car, they put coconut. And the car must go, the tires must go over the coconut. So then they asked me, I say, that putting coconut there, you must be nuts to put the coconuts. It's all non-Muslim custom, these things here. So don't do the Zakir. As al-haram dari khuta. Lost al-dari khuta 8. So you do what I told you, and it's good, Zakir, you ask this question. You ask 1,000 people benefit, alhamdulillah, rabbil alam. And the kalkop also I got right, alhamdulillah.
Ustaz, let's go to Mozambique. Somebody says, Mufti Sahib, my husband fell asleep on our wedding night. His one leg wasn't working. He was limping. Ustaz.
So mashallah, he saw you, he got so exhausted, he fell asleep. So nothing wrong with that. Bichara, the night before, he was so worried that you must remember that he was thinking of you, does that. So he never slept the previous night. And when he saw you, he went to a peaceful sleep. So remember, it's good that, no problem. So now he got injured, his leg and all that. So one brother got hurt yesterday, he asked me what to do. So I told him, read Surah Fatiha, and read, you must remember, 7 times, and blow on the olive oil and just apply it there and put bandage. So today I met him, I asked him, how's this? He said, Allah is rak. So that, so inshallah, so husband, wife, you get sick, this, that, so you blow on one another, and inshallah, don't worry about it, inshallah. Don't make small things into, don't make tissues into issues. Always remember that. Husband, wife, small things will happen. So that's a tissue. But when you're going to handle it the wrong way, it will become a big issue. So don't make tissues into issues. Zakir, remember that saying also.
I got one more from Zakir, but there's an overseas question. Says, Mufti Sahab will make the man want to marry more. So beautifully he is explaining it to start. This is from overseas. So.
Yeah, you must be, you see, that one Christian, he became Muslim. So they asked him, why you became Muslim? He said, these Christians, the Pope and priest and pastor, they tell us 3 gods, Trinity, but they tell us 1 wife. When I went to the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, he told me, you must believe in 1 Allah, and you can take up to 4 wives, you see? So better I become Muslim. So he embraced Islam. You can get married. We don't say no. Get married 2, get married 3, get married 4, all that. But you must do justice, and you must be a person who has the financial means. The problem today with 80% of our Muslim husband, that they don't do justice, or if they do justice, then they don't have the financial means. Then it's disaster. Therefore, in my nikah lecture, I say, when you got 1 wife, then it's qiyam, he's standing up. When he got 2 wives, he's gone into ruku, vakov review, in memon. He's reading salatu tasbih already. Long ruku, you see, he's already hunchback. And then when he got 3 wives, he's gone in sajda. Now you can't even walk properly. And when he make 4 wives, is salam. His janazah is almost ready. So that is our Muslim today. So don't make that if you can't fulfill. It's like a person saying, I want to read salat, but I won't wash my face, or I won't wash my hands. So there are conditions you have to do. You have to perform wudu. So you take 2nd, 3rd, 4th wife. These are conditions. So you can't get married if you can't fulfill the conditions.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see Bai is laughing. He says, Vakobar idi Ustad. Ustad, Zakir wants to know quickly, after performing the nikah in the masjid, he says that it is a hadith that you have to have a kuncha ready outside the masjid with kajur. He wants to give cook sisters, Ustad. If Ustad maybe could explain to him, that's one. And the other two is that about the mahar. Can he give the mahar after 1 week, Ustad?
What mahar are you giving? And what you'll call it in Cape Town? Quick, Zakir.
Giving 5,700, Ustad. 5,700 mahar.
Very good. And what you'll call it in Cape Town again? I used to do program for Voice of the Cape 12, 13 years I did. I know they use one term and I forgot it a little bit. So just tell me in Cape Town what you'll call the mahar again. So sometime
just
it comes.
Just before you respond to Sajid.
Yeah. So very good, you're giving 5,700. But now this is not good, Zakir. So you must remember that you're getting married this week, Saturday. And you're telling your Jamila, your Yasmin, that you're going to give her the mahar next week. No, Zakir, no good that. You see what Yasmin can do. Remember this, you sisters, this is Islam. This is Islam. Understand this masala properly. Zakir, if you say that you're going to get married this week, Saturday, and then next week, Saturday, Sunday, you will give her that 5,700 rand and so forth, she can tell you, Mamnu'ud dukhul, you can't come and consummate the marriage with me unless you patala. You have to pay first. No pay, no play. She's entitled to do that. Understand this?
Ya Allah.
Yeah. So you must remember. So what you do, I give you idea. So what you must do, that you get your 700 rand, 1,000 rand ready, and you say that the mahar will be immediate cash, 1,000 rand or 700 rand. And the remainder, 5,000 4,000 or 4,500 or whatever will be for next week. So then is no problem. So at least give her something. It's her wedding day also. She also must be special. She is making so much sacrifice. She's leaving her parents. She's leaving her siblings. She's leaving her place of birth. She's coming to join you in Cape of Good Hope. She's leaving her Stellenbosch and Paarl and Mitchell's Plain and all this Rondebosch and Al Dieplecker. So you must make her feel special also. So give her at least 500 rand, 700 rand, 1,000 rand, may Buddha Zakir. So what they call there in Cape Town, what he wrote?
He didn't respond to that.
Oh, so yeah, so you must give something, you understood. So that is my advice to you. Now you raised another good point, and then I answered it, then I'm finished. Write down the term. In Mustanda Ahmad and that, the word is called Nushra. What is called? Nushra. So this, in those days that Nikah took place, then they used to have dates in the masjid. And then they used to take the date and then they used to just throw it in the air. And then wherever it is, people are, they catch it. You call it Nushra, to scatter the dates, you see. So that is, now in our masjid, you can't do this. Everywhere is carpets and all that, you'll mess the carpet. So what we do, we tell the people, keep the tray is ready. So mashallah, so inside the masjid, keep the tray ready of dates, may Buddha Yasa Zakir. And Baitakan are the cook sisters. So there. And outside you keep the cook sisters, Cape Town cook sisters, very nice, you understood? So inside Banakant, inshallah, are the dates na, and Baitakant are all the cook sisters. And you mut patal biki na, 500,000 rand of something. So inshallah, we make dua for Brother Zakir and Sister Yasmin. Sister Yasmin, you must tell him you want cash also a little bit. Don't make everything, you know. Cash is better than credit. You know what they say. So annaqdu khayru minan nasi'a. So Allah Jalla wa'ala bless all the parties. And Brother Zakir, send the invitation here to Mohana Arafat.
He's sending it to me.
Yeah. And that, and tell me what the mahar they call there in Cape Town.
So that said it word. What was the word?
Makwasi or something.
Yeah, like. He said something with a P-P-O-E-W-A-S-A, something, I don't know.
So okay, anyway. So anyway, they got one special word in Cape Town they use for that. So, what is it?
I think it's Puasa.
Puasa is fasting. No, Puasa is fasting. So anyway, you must remember that Allah Ta'ala keep Brother Zakir, Sister Yasmin. And obviously we can't forget our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his son. Ameen. Hafiz Umar Farooq is getting married to Maliha. So Dada, Allah Ta'ala bless that nikah. It will take place Friday after Asr, inshallah, in a Hilal Masjid in Durban. So Allah make easy for them also.
Quickly, Buddha Zakir just wants to know before you go, Ustad. The first night, should it be spent in a hotel or in the room or intimate with the wife or not to start?
No. Los Aldi Hotel, Khuta and all that. You go to your house, inshallah, that is best place there. Hotel, lot of haram things go on there, especially nowadays. Okay, Los Aldi Khuta. So 12 o'clock is news, inshallah, with Brother Yusuf Ali, finding happiness with one's in-laws. There's a nice topic there. So with Maulana Ridwan Kaji, don't make your in-laws outlaws, make them in-laws. So nice one, Maulana Ridwan Kaji. So 1 o'clock Adhan, then 105 to 130 Surah Tur. That is a new Surah, chapter 52, verses 1 to 20, 130 to 2 from the archive, Surah Nur, verses 60 to 61, 2 to 3, current affairs of Brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 340, that's morning's Q&A, mashallah, the repeat, then 340 to 4, Zikr and Dua, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Mawla Salim Dorad, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu ke manakib, all the virtues of Sayyidina Umar, very good. 5 to 7, Mawana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30, the repeat of the tafsir. 7.30 to 8, Mawana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah Advisors. 8 to 9, Medical File with Brother Shafat. 9 to 10, Pertinence Punctuated. So wonderful programs. Make dua for us. Allah Jalla
wa it's called Maskavi.
Maskavi, yeah. That's the word. Maskavi, that's the word. Maskavi. So in Cape Town, they call the mahar Maskavi. So that's the word. Jazakallah khair, Buddha Zakir. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What a beautiful program today, mashallah. The bliss of marriage. Asim Mumsa was fiery. Well, we live and love you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. See you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program at Safina to Ilal Jannah. I see Haji Yusuf Ali. He's waiting for the 12 o'clock juice with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.